Anxiety, stress, confusion, anger and loneliness all are being reported at increased levels by Australians enduring the coronavirus pandemic. The findings come from a survey developed by social scientists from Vox Pop Labs in collaboration with the ABC. Zoe Daniel reports.
They're from different walks of life, different parts of the country, but many Australians are experiencing very similar feelings during the COVID-19 crisis.
There's not that support. You can't simply just walk to a friend's place and sit down and have a cup of tea and an event.
What's the last 3 or 4 weeks been like?
For me, dreadful. Just very, very difficult.
My main emotion, confusion.
47-year-old Daniela Collodani is single and lives in Melbourne. Usually, she's a hugger.
I have found dropping food off to my parents really difficult because I would usually be hugging my mum, and that's, you can tell that if I stay here much longer, I'm going to end up crying.
Also feeling the strain is this single mum from Tasmania who doesn't want to be named. She's lost her job and is worried about her youngest son who has an underlying health condition.
They want to see a mum that's handling things well, and then it gets to the point where you've broken down and they're looking at you going, what's wrong? What can I do? And there isn't anything they can do. So you end up taking yourself off to the shower to go have a shower and cry where no one can see you.
Almost 2,300 people have been surveyed by Vox Pop Labs in collaboration with the ABC, providing an insight into attitudes, behaviours and experiences during the pandemic. The number of people reporting good, very good or excellent mental health has dropped, while levels of optimism and happiness are lower than before. For Peter from Innisfail in Queensland, it's compounded existing loneliness and mental health issues.
Yeah, I live by myself, and so it's fairly difficult anyway. But with this coronavirus thing, it's almost shut everything down. That makes it doubly hard.
Sydney's Craig Gambrill self-isolated early due to a compromised immune system after leukaemia 4 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sort of about 6 weeks into what I would call full immune suppressive lockdown. Inwardly, I'm over it. Outwardly, I'm fine. Inwardly, I'm over it.
Sociologist Barbara Barbosa-Nevis from Monash University has extensively studied loneliness.
Many of us are experiencing, for the first time in some cases, the cruelties and the pain of being isolated and even lonely.
The survey also showed that for some people, COVID-19 has bred a sense of solidarity with others. And for some, there's also a changing outlook.
I'm definitely going to learn better habits and also with my children, that I've spent more time with them and I've learnt so much since this lockdown's happened.
Single mum from Tasmania ending Zoe Daniel's report.